D3.
Since they had no matches, the pioneers made sparks to start their fires by striking steel against a very hard rock called flint. Since they had no matches, the pioneers made sparks to start their fires by striking steel against a very hard rock called flint. Since they had no matches, the pioneers made sparks to start their fires by striking steel against a very hard rock called flint. Fire was kept going all night by covering the coals and wood with ashes. Fire was kept going all night by covering the coals and wood with ashes. Fire was kept going all night by covering the coals and wood with ashes. If the fire did go out, a child might be sent to a neighbor to get some hot coals with which to start another fire. If the fire did go out, a child might be sent to a neighbor to get some hot coals with which to start another fire. If the fire did go out, a child might be sent to a neighbor to get some hot coals with which to start another fire. Because pioneers had no stoves, they used their fireplaces for cooking as well as for heating the houses. Because pioneers had no stoves, they used their fireplaces for cooking as well as for heating the houses. Because pioneers had no stoves, they used their fireplaces for cooking as well as for heating the houses. They hung pots and kettles over the hot coals in the fireplace. They hung pots and kettles over the hot coals in the fireplace. They hung pots and kettles over the hot coals in the fireplace.